Hey brother, how are you doing? Happy
Hey
Thursday.
brother, happy Thursday. How's it going, man?
It's going well. I just cracked a
Haven't
little
talked to you in a
drinky
while.
drink. It's 10:20 on the East Coast anyway.
Here we go,
Cheers.
little light sky.
I
Cheers.
just grabbed what was in my fridge and it's Guinness leftover from St. Patty's Day.
Oh no, that's old.
It's good. It's a stout, right?
Ooh, take a little taste here.
It all tastes fine. It's beer. So what does that taste like? Just like a light Blue Moon? Blue Moon Light Sky? Is it the
It's like
Belgian
just Blue Moon
orange?
but lighter,
Okay.
but with more orange in it.
Oh, more orange. Okay. You think it has more
Well, it's
orange
more
than a
brown
regular Blue
actually.
Moon?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But not so heavy, like not so wheat heavy on the like, because Blue Moon can like really fill up your stomach. Just like feels bready, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Aaron
It's
just
actually really
told
good.
me there's like Blue Moon makes a seltzer called High Noon,
What?
and I can't find it. Well, I also haven't really searched anywhere, but she said it's apparently very good from some friends or something. So we've been looking for it. So we gotta find it, but. I just recently had the Topo Chico seltzers.
Oh yeah,
I'm not
those
a
are so
seltzer
popular.
person. They're really good.
I'm not either.
I don't like I
I
don't
hear. I heard
care.
that they are good.
I don't care about the White Claws or anything, or like I've drank in them before, or like tried, you know, most of the flavors, but I don't crave them. The Topo Chico lemon lime, I had it over the weekend, like on 4th of July. It was so good. It was
It's just
refreshing. It's not
seltzer.
super, yeah, it's just a spark, it's a hard sparkling water. Like hard seltzer. But it's like light bubbles, not super sweet, 5%, pretty yummy. 100 calories, something like that, yeah.
I heard the same thing. I never tried it because I don't like sparkling things. Like,
Well,
when I'm
you
at
like
work,
LaCroix, don't you? Oh, no, you
I
don't.
like fake like it. Yeah, like I there's some flavors that are good. Like I
Yeah.
like
The key lime's the best
coconut.
one.
I actually think the passion fruit is the best
Oh,
one.
really?
Yeah, but it doesn't. None of them taste at all like anything. So
Yeah, it's
I'm at
just
work and I'm like,
it's a
oh.
light flavor. But
It's like a breeze of a flavor. It's like
well,
a,
that's how the Topo
like they
Chicos would
zest
be. So
it in the
if you don't
air.
like the flavor of those, I mean those are really bubbly though. The Topo Chicos
Yeah,
though,
it.
they're pretty good. Like I would recommend trying.
I like go to work because that's all we have in our fridge in our break room is just a bunch of LaCroix and sodas, and I'm like, I don't drink soda, so I have a LaCroix. I
Yeah.
pop one, and I'm like, oh, this is gonna taste so good. I want a nice cold beverage, and then I'm just like, yeah, I don't like this actually. So
Yeah.
it's just like I'm bored, so I just want to drink something.
Yeah, something other than water too. Something that's I've been
Yeah,
doing
exactly. Because
lately,
that's all I do is drink water.
like in the mornings for work, when I like if I go in the office, I'll take well, sometimes I do a matcha, like an iced matcha. So it's just like the
It's not
matcha
too sweet.
powder. No, because you just it's not it's like earthy. It's like matcha powder with water, you mix it up and then you add oat milk to it and with ice. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Then if I get tired of that, because I do get tired of it, I'll do chai tea latte. So you buy what you buy, you know, the
Same
Tazo
thing,
black tea thing, and
yeah.
you pour it in with
So
oat
good.
milk and you mix it with ice and it's yummy. So I do that when I want some caffeine because it does wake you up. And then I'm trying to
It's
think,
probably my favorite,
oh, just
actually.
recently because it's been hot, I've been doing Pure Leaf, the big bottle, unsweetened iced tea, and cut up lemons and I drop it in. That's what mom does. And I took it from mom. And then just
Like you brew it in a pitcher
you
or
don't have to
like you use
brew
like a
it. You just
cup?
buy Pure Leaf brand. Pure Leaf regular iced tea that's ready to
Already
go.
tea. Yeah.
Already brewed and it's just unsweetened iced tea and you just a little squeeze some lemon in it and boom. Good to go. It's so good.
Yeah, it's good. That's
Little
good.
caffeine, little flavor. It's not water, you know.
Yeah.
Something different.
Especially when you're working, you're like get kind of bored of
That's why I
like the
drank
same
today
stuff
after
over and
lunch. I
over
was like, I
again.
need some iced tea.
Yeah. I just actually bought, we go to the grocery store and spent like $230 on nothing. It was just
Oh, God, what the hell are you
food. And I was
buying?
like, we bought alcohol. We got
Oh.
actually a bunch of alcohol. That's probably why it was
That's
so
why it adds
expensive.
up. And
But
also, like, but you realize, like, all the name brand stuff adds up so quick. If you just start buying, like, top shelf stuff or, like, not
like
like the store
everything's name
brands,
brand.
everything's $4 or $5, you know. Easily, like a bag of chips, $4, $5 for like every little drink you want and snack. Yeah.
So multiply that by like a couple snacks, and then you don't.
It's
Even,
crazy because
like
we've
we moved
also
through the
been
grocery store.
spending like the same, not that
Yeah.
much, but like $200 on a lot of grocery orders lately.
Usually for us, for two people, I mean, I know for me, like $130, $140 would get me like 3 weeks, maybe a little longer, which is actually really good. But you run out of vegetables so fast, and then you have to go
The
buy more. It's
produce
like,
stuff,
'cause you can't
yeah.
eat them, and then if you buy too much, then they go bad.
Yep,
So,
it is rot. Exactly.
but two people, we eat so much food, it's not even funny. We
Oh,
literally just,
same.
we cook so much stuff, and then it's like everything's gone in like a week and a half,
Yeah.
and we're like, what, how?
Yep. There's the cost of
So,
everything's so high now too. Like it doesn't equate like it used to. Like I just remember like when I first started my job like 6 years ago, and you go and we were like $100 was like, wow, we're like, okay, that's a lot. Like $100
that's
was
a
a lot
lot,
for groceries at the time, and now I'm like
yeah.
$200, I'm just like, well, I guess that's what $200 now is. Like
Yeah,
I don't know, it's just
exactly.
weird to
It's
think
like,
about how just different we just think about it differently.
well, we're not even phased. What actually really bothers me is that, like, going through all the things that I've been doing lately in the past like 6 months, everything is thousands of dollars. Nothing is couple hundred dollars. Everything is like,
Everything that
all right,
was
here's a boat for
$100 is now like a
$1,000.
thousand. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yep.
exactly. So, you know, you get like a gift for $100 for like our my real estate agent got me a gift for $100 at Home Depot. Really, really nice, thoughtful gift.
That's
And
nice.
I'm like, what can you buy with this?
Yeah.
You can't buy anything. It's like
Not
you could
really. You
buy
can buy some
like
accessories like some knobs, some like something you could put it
some
toward. You could
knobs,
put it toward
yeah.
a product you're gonna want or need eventually. You
Some little things,
put it
yeah.
towards something.
But we you go anywhere and the you go to Target, $80, like $100, you buy nothing, you know, like
Yep.
you get a couple things here and there, and then next thing you know, oh, I need tissues, I need paper
Yep.
towels, and it's just
So
it's so
speaking
dumb.
of Home Depot, for your I don't know what you already haven't invested in tool wise, but for like your garage tools or like your go to tool set, are you going Craftsman or are you going Ryobi? And why? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't matter, but I already know what I'm going to go because just because of what I have. But what are you going and why? Or I guess like you say DeWalt, you could do go full DeWalt. So DeWalt, Craftsman, or Ryobi.
Oh no, you could go Cobalt, you
That's
could
true.
go
Cobalt stuff
DeWalt,
too. That's
you
the
could go
two I always think of
Milwaukee.
those is like, or the two or three is DeWalt, Craftsman, and Ryobi.
Yeah, they're all pretty much in the same
They
level. I
are,
mean,
and it's just like what battery packs do you want to deal with? That's what it is. Like, what battery pack system do you
oh
want to
yeah.
use? So, like, which one are you doing?
So I'm doing a combo of these two. I have Craftsman for all my hand tools because they have
Okay.
lifetime warranty on
Hand
everything.
tools meaning
So I
like
have,
manual tools, not power tools.
right, so all my ratchets,
That's what
all
all my stuff is, all
my
Craftsman.
wrenches,
All my
screwdrivers,
screwdrivers are, yeah.
all the specialty stuff, my torque wrenches, and then I've actually recently bought a ton of like random specialty tools like hex bits and then the Torx bits. Not just the drivers, but you need to torque things with a hex
The
bit, so you have
big
to have
ones or
the
the baby
socket,
ones, the like the micro
all of that.
ones. I bought I have
Yeah.
a I have the iFixit tool set. That's what I use for all my
Oh,
like
I don't have that
hexes.
small. I
That
gotta get that
that's like the
though.
micro set. Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah. But it's like all those things, and then I got like other specialty repair things. I got a tire repair kit, and then I have special wrenches for certain nuts on
That's all
German cars. These
Craftsman
are old
stuff?
German tools. So this is like a mix of
Oh.
like off-brand stuff on Amazon because
Oh, okay.
they it's so expensive, the branded stuff, and they don't sell it in small cases. I have like case for every single little thing. So I'm like, oh, I need this thing, and I pull the case out, and it's like a whole
There's more in
like
it, yeah.
oil filters. They have a cap, or some of them have a thing like a special huge 22 millimeter like socket on top. So I got a whole case. So I feel like, dude, I got this freaking oil filter. There's a weird shape. I'm like, dude, I got you. I got like every single oil filter cap in the world. So just so nice to have. So, but I have Craftsman for all my hand tools. Poppy gave me one Black and Decker drill, which was like a little tiny drill for like wood and stuff like that, or like hanging stuff up in the house
It's a
with one battery
power
pack.
drill, like a normal power drill.
Yeah, like a little
Yeah,
tiny
I have a
house
Ryobi
one.
one.
But that's like that's nice to have because you need the like the house, you're putting
Use it
furniture together and
everywhere.
whatever.
Yeah, use it on
But
everything. Yep.
yeah. But then I have some Milwaukee tools. So I think all the power tools, 'cause I already lined up exactly what I want to buy. I want to buy, especially with knowing I've used Jolt's Milwaukee tools and they're so nice. I want to get all my power tools to be that, because I don't have enough. I don't have, like, any power tools.
You really
tools,
like
actually,
them
no.
a lot that much? Like, you like their stuff a lot?
Well, same thing. Like, Ryobi makes really, really good stuff, and they make literally everything. You can buy from, like, a leaf blower to, like, a power
That's why I
washer
want it,
to,
because you can
like,
just get, like,
impact
electric, you
gun.
can get electric mower, you can get electric blower, you can get electric weed whacker, everything you can, and it's all just the same battery system, and it's all green and black. I like the color scheme. You can, I'll hang all that up. It'd be good to go.
And it's, you kind of have to commit, because once you start buying batteries, that's the most expensive thing of the battery
And then you, and
packs.
they just work universally, so you just need to choose what batteries you want to use on what stuff, you know, what system
Yeah,
or whatever.
exactly. So I think I'll go Milwaukee, because I already have one Milwaukee tool, and then I think all my power tools, because they actually aren't that expensive. It's like, but here it is. You spend like $300, $400, and you get like, you know, a bag, two batteries, you get a small impact, you get a quarter inch or a 3/8 inch driver, and then you get, but like, you know, you got to start with something, because especially for working on stuff in the garage, you want to have, I have dad's air tools that he gave me, and it's so nice, but the tools sometimes are too big,
Yeah, they're
so you
huge.
can't fucking put the tools in like in certain spaces, and it's like you got to have everything. It's just ridiculous. So probably Milwaukee will probably what I go to, because
Nice.
I don't know. I mean, the cool thing is I'm gonna sell my tool chest, actually, the one that dad, I think, got me when I first moved here. And it that like gray tool chest I have in my garage, that like little one, like an entry level one. And I've already like completely overbooked that tool chest, so I'm gonna sell it. And since my house, I bought a bunch of Craftsman stuff already, a bunch of like tool chests and cabinets.
You already
I'll
got
buy like
it?
another little one.
You already bought some of the cabinets?
Well, the guy gave them to me
Oh, okay.
because I made him a deal, and he gave me all the stuff that was in the house,
Gotcha.
that stuff, because he had a lot of tools in there.
He didn't want any of his
And
tools back? That's so weird to me.
all like tool certain the certain tool chests, I don't know. So
I
we'll
guess he
see
just
what
didn't
happens
want
when
them.
I actually move in. But he said he would give me all that stuff, because I was like, oh, I'll buy it from you, how much? And he goes, well, you know what, you let me have 60 days post possession, you can just have it. And I was like,
Okay.
okay, sounds good to me.
You lucked out, man.
So I'm gonna sell mine, and then I'm gonna buy another. It comes with a big table, two hanging cabinets, a little cabinet, two really tall cabinets, like you can use for gardening or tools or car parts or whatever. And I'm gonna mount my TV in the middle of the two hanging in
You're
the
gonna mount a
garage, of the
TV in
two
the
hanging
garage?
cabinets.
Which
So my thought
TV?
is, I think I'm gonna use the TV I have in the room, which is the old one that dad gave me from Ethan Ace.
Oh,
It
okay.
doesn't have satellite or anything. And or cable input's broken.
Where did that TV come from? Like how
That
did
came from
that,
Ethan Ace. He gave it to
like,
dad for free.
oh. It was the one that was in the living room or that you had?
Yeah,
Or
exactly.
oh, okay, huh.
Yeah. So I think I'm gonna do that, or I'm just gonna sell it and buy one on Amazon for like $130. TVs are so cheap now. Like a really thin LED TV is so cheap. Or I actually, just like the one I bought, you can't see it, but it's in this room here. The one I bought
Oh yeah, what
from
is that one
Craigslist.
for? Just for a living room TV?
This is good with the living room TV now because it's so big.
But then
This
you
is a
only have like
massive.
a one dead on angle, right? You have a fixed angle because it's curved that you got.
Well, it's curved, but I looked at it and I tested it in this guy's house, and you can see it from any angle. It's not curved like you think. It's not like this huge like
It's just a
arc.
slight
It's
curve.
very slight, yeah.
Okay.
So
So it's
it's
not
not even
bad.
something that,
Like a side view angle is not bad, you're telling me.
yeah, you can still see everything fine.
That's nice.
So, and it's still 4K
Do you
TV, and it's
like
still.
the curve or no? Like you
I.
like if you had to pick between curved or flat, what would you pick?
The only thing I like about, I usually go with curved TVs, is I've been looking at driving sim rigs for the past couple of weeks,
Oh
and
God.
they all have like 34 inch ultra wide
Yeah, they're like it's
Samsung.
usually like three curves, like left, middle, right, or you know, like three or
Well,
four
people,
surrounding
they'll
you.
do like the triple monitor setup, but then they're like, actually, just a really ultra wide monitor is the same, and you can configure the same for driving sim stuff. And I've just been watching so many videos of rigs and stuff, and pedal setups and steering wheels, and I'm like, oh my God. So I don't know. That's the only time I like curved, because you actually need it for peripheral, because you're just looking at it dead on. But I'll see how it looks in the living room. It's probably gonna look great. Plus, it's probably a way better picture than I have downstairs, even though the picture is really good I have. And I'll use that in either outside, I'll make it like a waterproof patio TV, or it'll go in the bedroom, which I never watch TV in the bedroom anyway, so
right,
we'll see. But
nice.
If not that, I could always put it in the garage. But my point, back to my point, I'm going to put the TV up in the garage and mount it in between the two cabinets, and I'm trying to fix my old MacBook Pro that has a really bad swollen battery. I'm going to get it fixed, and if it's worth it, because I have another computer, why would I not? And I'm going to always have a computer there, so we open up repair guides. All right, we're putting new Koenig struts, or we're going to put new like Fox struts on your Jeep.
And you can just like have a video of it playing what to do.
Yeah, like, okay, this is the steps that they gave the manufacturer, and we don't have to look on our phones. We can just be like, oh, this is a YouTube video of this guy doing this thing. And we have the TV right there to look at it, and I already am setting up a sound system, a 70-volt sound system that Dad's going to help me with in the garage, that you can adjust different volume settings in different parts of it because the garage is so big. So I'll have
he's going to help you put it in it?
Yeah, because I want to do it where I don't see the cables. And I told him, I was like, what's the best way to daisy chain speakers without having to run cables?
Why don't you just do wireless speakers?
Well, you can, but that's the thing I'm looking at. It's like, I want to do Bluetooth.
Just do wireless. Get a couple, not even a lot. Just get like two Sonos speakers, mount them in your garage. You're good to go. I mean, I know you're not the thing probably is
they're not loud enough. Like they're not enough sound.
They're plenty loud.
Well, like,
how much sound do you need?
The square footage of the Garvey garage and the other garage is so big that it won't sound right. And I was thinking of just daisy chaining Bluetooth speakers, like wireless Bluetooth speakers, and then just having to charge them. And it might not work. I was actually just going to put HomePod minis in there. And I'm like, well, this doesn't really work because it's not probably set up for that. But maybe I'll still do that. I don't know. I don't know yet.
I mean, I would just go wireless with them. It's going to be a lot easier to set them up and a lot easier to move them around when you want to move them around if you don't want them in there all the time.
Well, I want it to be dedicated in there all the time because I'm going to have the TV there and I'm going to have the MacBook and we can watch videos or I can play music or whatever. And it's always going to be set up. It's always dedicated. It always has a Bluetooth connection. And then the other stuff in the house I have set up separately. Like I have HomePods already set up in there. So that's the plan, but that's where the TV's going to go because I'm like, you know what? This makes the most sense because then I can always look at stuff and reference and have a computer.
Right.
And it's such a pain in the ass because when I was working on the Mini Cooper, I was diving into forums and I had to keep going back inside to test things and then back in the garage to like do voltage checks. And it's just like, it's just a pain.
Bring your laptop out?
I did eventually when I had that other guy come and help me. And I'm just sitting there reading stuff up to him. And it's like, but then I don't know. I don't have a place to put my computer because I don't have a.
Yeah, you need like a desk anything, or something to put it on. Yeah.
You need like same thing with, I'm going to have stuff to, you know, sit down and have a soldering kind of table set up just for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to have, I'm going to buy a little table to set up in the garage for my 3D printer. So I can have that. But
right.
That's the plan at least. It's just, got to do a little bit of time because everything's just like so expensive.
Right.
But I got to get some electric tools. I'm going to build a little shelf and everything to have all my like battery packs set up to charge and stuff like that. And let's see what else. Yeah. I got to buy a power washer, electric power washer. I don't need any mowing equipment or anything or gardening stuff, but maybe I'll buy some Ryobi stuff. It just depends on when I get a good deal, I got to find a good deal and stuff.
Right. Nice.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to sell my old Mac still. I have only put up one for sale, the Mac Mini. But I need your advice. So I had it up for $350. That's for the computer. Now, mind you, this is a 2012 machine. Late 2012 machine, so 10 years old. It's the Mac Mini, wireless Magic Keyboard, wireless Magic Mouse, the power cable for the computer, and a VGA to Thunderbolt cable. So all that stuff I put up for $350, and I'm like, okay, not getting any nibbles. I got one guy that I don't think realized that I was in Lansdale, and he messaged from Florida. I don't know how this happened. It says local door pickup only. Maybe I didn't have the setting on or something. I don't know. But I changed it to local door pickup after the fact or something. I don't know. And he was like, would you take $300? I think he offered $315 or something initially and then said $300 and I said, I'll do $325. Never messaged me back, completely ignored me. So now I'm like, I lowered the price to 325, like officially.
Yeah,
Gotten
that's the lowest rate.
zero views, zero nibbles, nothing, no messages. So now I'm like, do I just put up to 300, or do I just say forget it, scrap it off that, and just throw it on eBay and do it for the same price, 350, and see if I can get anything like a 350 buy now and like start at like $300 or 250 or something, but bids, and just see if it gets nibbles. I don't know.
I just like to put it on eBay, honestly,
I
because
mean, I'm gonna
you'll sell it
end
way
up paying
faster.
fees and stuff on it, but I don't know, then it's gone. Maybe I'll
Or,
first try to do the $300 on Facebook and then see where that goes, and then go to eBay from there.
honestly, you could always, it doesn't cost you anything to list the eBay one, so you could put it for a little bit more, like 350, right?
Yeah.
And then if somebody buys it, you're making enough,
Yeah, to
you know,
cover
minus
the
the fees.
fee. Yeah, that's a
Yeah,
$300. Yeah, it's
exactly.
gonna cover more than enough for the fee.
That's what I would do.
So I'm
And then
gonna
if
do
somebody picks it up
that.
locally,
Yeah, that. Well, oh, for eBay, you mean?
I'm saying if someone picks it up locally in the meantime on Facebook, then they don't
Oh,
have to
then
worry
you can just
about
kill the
that.
listing. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's true. That's not a bad idea. Like having in both spaces, and then the
Yeah.
MacBook Pro, I haven't put up yet, but I'm trying to figure out like the price to put that at, and I'm thinking like 150, but I thought that might even be high. But thinking like 150 with the power adapter and the extension cable for the power adapter.
You
So.
could honestly just put it at whatever price and then just say I'm negotiable, and then obviously people are gonna
That's
negotiate
true,
with
and then
you
make
know?
me an offer, yeah,
And
and
then
then
you're
if it's
like,
fair,
cool.
you know, just be like it's yours. That's a good point. Yeah, so that's like my
Yeah, I.
project. I'm trying to do like, I'm you know busy with work, but trying to do that after work, and this weekend I think we can get those try to get those out the door.
Yeah, I'm on the same kick as you where I'm like trying to sell everything. Like, I sold that. There's like an extra rug that was in here in this room that you stayed in. Sold that. And then I sold another pair of shoes. And everything that I had listed, I pretty much got rid of. I think Chelsea has a couple pairs of shoes. Like this one pair of hiking shoes that's really nice. She bought for like 170 bucks. These Adidas shoes. She put it up for like 120. And she's like just trying to get rid of them.
And they
And
went.
someone messaged me like, do you want them from 100? I was like, oh, we could do like 110 and be in the middle. She goes, no, it's too much. I'm like, that's $10.
Yeah,
Like,
if you
you don't
can't, if
want
you're
them?
spending $100 shoes, you can probably afford the $10 difference.
Like, they're brand new. She never wore them, and it's just like the wrong size, or it didn't work out. She like got a different pair instead. But anyway, that's the only thing we have left is a couple things to sell. But now I'm looking into prices for movers, and it's actually pretty reasonable. And I'm like trying to just like we've made a big list of all the stuff that we are keeping or like selling or keeping whatever. I think I'm gonna sell the leather couch I have, which I really like, but I think I'm gonna sell it. And like the futon that's in this room and a couple other things. I don't really have anything. I honestly don't really own anything. I don't know. Really used kitchen table, four chairs, a bed, and a bed frame.
True.
And then like these desks and my electronics, that's all I have.
Right.
I don't really have much.
Yeah.
So it'll be easy to
I
move
have even
and
less than you. I don't have much at all.
but the cool thing is you're kind of going through all the stuff that you don't use anymore,
Yeah.
and
Yep.
by the time you have the stuff, you're like, well,
I'm
this is
using it
really
to
nice
fund
because
my
I don't really have to
hobbies,
move
bro.
much.
That's what I'm doing. I'm ca getting that cash, and then I can buy, you know, a new computer, new game stuff. Like I'm doing my game mods. I'm already thinking about doing another one. I'm like got that itch, man. After doing that Game Boy Color, I want to do another one.
I
Actually,
know, I'm excited for you
I want to
to.
show you this other one I want to do. And can you guess what it's going to
Oh,
be? Like what
God.
system?
Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, but which one?
We already know.
I was gonna do the OG, but then I found
You should do an SP, actually.
this guy on YouTube, and I have a donor system here. This is Aaron's old one.
A little lucky shit.
So I don't have to buy
I
another
miss my
system.
SP.
Yeah, this thing's a beaut, man. But the way this
I want to
kit
get
works
one.
that I want to get, so this guy on YouTube, his name is Mako. He designed this kit where you take this apart and it's called the slate. So it's Game Boy
Is
Advance
it like a
SP.
metal frame?
It's a metal top with a metal back on the top only, and then you use the original bottom. So either you can use the OEM bottom from an SP and you just keep this piece, or you could just buy an aftermarket bottom, you know, casing for cheap and then just use that bottom instead. So it's a flat. It's not a foldable SB. It's a flat, but you get a bigger screen. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit nicer. It's an IPS like LCD panel, LG panel. But that's my next project.
I don't know. I really like the fact that it folds because you can put it in your pocket.
Yeah,
That's
it's
why I really
super
like
port.
SP
You
so much.
want to do a modded like actual SP, like
Yeah,
actually
I
buy
think
like a
that's
new
what I'm
shell.
gonna do.
Like it's
Yeah.
super nice, but like they are hard to deal with the hinges and stuff. But not impossible.
It's a challenge.
But
But
it's a
it's so
challenge,
cool
yeah.
because you can put it in your pocket and you can go to the doctor's office or you can go and sit in the park and you're like, it's so small, you don't need to pull out your switch and get worried about it getting wrecked or I don't know. Like it's just. I remember we do that all the time. We were sitting with our SPs. We just play for hours and
That's
just a
true.
nice form factor.
No, this form factor is super cool. It's just
Yeah, I
such a
like that
nice
idea.
clamshell, you know?
Yeah,
I
it's just
always
so.
love this even more than the DS. Like, it just looks so nice.
Yeah, I agree.
And you can, like,
And
set it
it
up like
fits
a
in your
little.
hand so well.
Yeah, it's so cool.
DS gets like heavy after a while. I remember we'd be sitting, we're like,
Yeah,
oh
it gets
gosh.
heavy, and, like, it was beautiful when it came out, but then you, like, would pick this back up, and you'd be like, whoa, this thing's so mini. It was just such a cool.
Yeah.
The buttons felt so good. They got, like, a little clickiness
Yeah.
to them.
Could be playing Black Hole Rising on
Oh, don't even
our
talk to me. I
SPs.
tried to buy it already. I went to my retro store. I was like, where's
I
Black Hole
know.
Rise? And, like, yeah, we don't got that. I was like,
He's like, yeah, man, it's hard to get.
pretty much was like, if it's not on the shelf, then here's a bag of games that somebody brought in. Is it in here? I was like, no, it's not. He's like, oh, sorry. It's like, that's my favorite game. One of my favorite games. I was like, same. I'm looking for it.
I don't
I
need
find
it.
them online. They're going for like $40. And it's like, I need to get it because I want to play through one and two entirely. Scratch that itch, you know?
Yeah, I think the coolest thing that I sent recently was the N64 collector and or the yeah, N64 collector. And I looked at
Oh,
some other
yeah.
things that he had and it just blows my mind. Everything is mint condition in display cases. All the games. Did you see his games that are in those like VHS like
Yeah,
cartridges?
they're like a new case that you could put them in. Like you bought like custom cases for them. Yeah, people do that
And it
for
has
everything now. Game Boy Color games, now they do it. They put them in cassette cases.
And all the paperwork and everything is in there. And I pull it out. It's a pristine game. And it's like, ah, so
That's pretty
nice.
cool.
Like, that's what I want. That's just,
Yeah, like a little like retro collection.
I have like different shells for like GameCube, the original Wii, NZ4.
I haven't played my, because I have like been playing a few games like from my Game Boy Color, you know, stuff, and I'm really just working on that Zelda game and the Mario game, and I really haven't played them much. I'm trying to beat the Mario game. I'm so close. I'm a world 8-3, and the game ends at 8-4, and I'm stuck on 8-3. I can't beat it. It's very, very hard. And then
Jeez.
the Zelda game I haven't played because I got kind of tied up playing some Switch stuff and Paper Mario on
Yeah.
Switch, but yeah. So I got like a bunch of games kind
Yeah.
of working on right now.
I think what I'm gonna do is when I move, I'm gonna try and maybe you're gonna have to help me with this, but I don't know how I want to organize all my systems and stuff. And I want to have room to buy to go to DK Collectors, whatever that guy's name
They're
is,
overpriced, the DK Oldie site.
and order
They
a
charge
nice
so much,
N64.
man, so much. But you know what you can do? You're just better off actually finding somebody selling a legit one on either Facebook
Yeah,
Marketplace
like
or eBay.
marketplace.
eBay, you're gonna
Yeah.
find some decent ones on there. And
Yeah,
I still have our original one too, so that's always usable.
yeah, absolutely. But I think I want that. And I think I want to get a GameCube game. I gotta buy 007 Nightfire again because I freaking lost it. So the stuff that we gotta get, or I gotta like start building my collection, all the while still building my Lego collection, which just we talk
So,
about
like,
this every time. It's
priority, do
just
you
so
want to
expensive.
do you do Lego collection build up, or do you do the video game collection build up? Both are
We'll do
rising in
both.
prices. The question is, which one will drop first in terms of crashing? You know, which
Gotta
bubble
do
will
like
pop
a,
first?
I
I
don't
don't
know, a
know.
little bit of time maybe, like a
Yeah, do a little bit
N64
of each.
and
That's what I'm doing. I'm like, I keep swapping back and forth. I'm
yeah.
like, oh, Legos, ooh, games, ooh, Legos. So I'm kind of like, I just did my leg. Now I have, you know, my Legos. I have three right now. I'm working on the one. But now I've got that itch again to do the game system. So I want to do
Yeah.
this slate kit. I looked it up. It's $95 for the shell kit. So that's just literally just the aluminum shell, or metal shell, depending on what you pick. And then the backlay is 65. And what's cool is I already bought something from this website. You know, all the parts for this, the backlight kit. So I got 10% off coupon. So probably use that toward
Nice.
the order. So I can't decide what color I want to do yet. I kind of want to do a nice like either silver or like black, and then I want to do like a clear black shell, because I did an all white build on this. I'm thinking about doing an all stealth build on the next one, like a full black kit.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah, and then yeah. I wouldn't even use this at all. Like I wouldn't use the OEM, and just use like I said, I'll buy like a $15-16 kit, and I'll just use the black trans shell, translucent bottom.
Oh right, yeah.
So that's kind of my idea. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think about what I want to do. But I'll send you a link to it. I wanted to see the actual kit. It looks so beautiful. I'll send the video too of the guy building it. It's really cool.
Yeah, send it. The thing for me that's hard is I'm thinking about all that stuff. Same thing with, we didn't talk about this yet, but getting back into airsoft guns, and I'm like building my list of airsoft stuff, right? I think we talked about this last time. And so I have that list going, and then I have.
Yeah, I really want to get something. I want to get like that one you showed me, that like that pistol was so nice. The accuracy of it, yeah, so nice. And yeah, and like the semi-auto, that's a whole
it. yeah, it's like a whole other mod thing that I want to have set up, and I want to be able to do mods and builds on it, which mm-hmm. is like it's so exciting. But then all that, and then I'm like, Oculus Quest 2 looks really nice, I think I should buy one of these.
Pass it,
and
pass it for now.
And I'm like,
you're not missing too much. Do some new projects, like the airsoft guns or the Game Boys or the Legos. That'd be more fun.
I mean, I'm definitely going to, but also I want to be able to play freaking that Star Wars Oculus game, that VR game.
It's pretty cool, but it's not as cool as you think. It doesn't let you like freely walk around. You have to like click and point where you want to go, and it moves you like this. Like it moves like this.
Yeah, like in the world, like or whatever.
It moves
yeah.
you like through chunks of the world, not in like a like actual walking pace.
But then again, like I would do it if I had other people. Like if you got a set, and Aiden and Andre obviously want to get one really bad too. But you can do multiplayer things. There's so many like third online. Party indie games that you can do.
You ever did the Beat Saber like the game fun. Before?
What's that?
Beat Saber.
Yeah, I've never played it. That's what I mentioned earlier.
It's pretty
fun.
Pretty hard,
which is like such a fun thing to do inside when it's super hot outside. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go for like a walk or a run, you're like, I could do this instead and just get mm-hmm. my workout in, like yep. that would be awesome.
Yeah,
it's pretty so sweet. I think I want to do that at some point, because it's like for the same amount of money I could get, I don't know, build out a couple things, I could also do that, but I don't know, it's on my list. We'll see.
Yeah,
I just don't know how I want to set up all my game stuff at my house, and I don't know. Maybe I gotta build something, but we'll see what happens.
Oh, you mean like the game modding stuff, or you just mean like your systems, like you're not on the main TV in the living room?
Yeah, I want to have everything set up on the main TV.
Oh, you do want it,
but
okay.
Switch boxes for everything, HDMI switch boxes and converters and stuff. So if I have the N64 or the original Xbox, play Halo
that
2,
you need
Co-op.
To get the if you're gonna do N64, you have to get an HDMI adapter mod.
Yeah,
which I don't even have.
So these are all the things I need to do, and I'm like, oh, God, it's so
they're just
stuff.
So, and they all add up really quick. Especially when you get in these retro game stuff, they are expensive. These adapters like, and things, like, they're crazy. Yeah. They're a couple $100. Yeah, I was looking into it's getting like, flash carts now. I'm like obsessed with Game Boy stuff lately, so I want to get like. You ever hear of an EverDrive? Did I talk to you about this?
Yeah,
they're like $150, $170 cartridge when they were in stock. They were. And you can literally just put an SD card in, a micro SD card, and it will load it up, and you can put all your ROMs on it, right? And then you just put one cartridge in your Game Boy, run every game that you ever want to. Make it for Game Boy Advance, too. So I could just put ROMs on of Advance Wars 1 and 2, and just boom, always have both games in one system. But they're, like, impossible to come by. Like, you have to spend an arm and a leg on eBay to get one if you can even find it. Yeah, they're, like, triple or quadruple the price of what they should be. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll just spend the real money then on the real hardware. That's fine. I'll just buy the actual cartridges because I don't play that many games. I'll just buy the few I want. It's cheaper.
Yeah, I guess it would be for like if you were traveling a lot or I don't know, whatever, you would have all the games available to you if you wanted to go play SpongeBob, and then you're like, oh, shit, I want to play Megabots Transformers or whatever that game is.
I really want to do like, I didn't buy the Pokemon Gold or Silver yet, but I really want to get it still. Most likely silver, and I want you to do your Game Boy Color build, and then I want us to go through opposite versions of each other and play through it, and then we get link cables and trade each other through the OG original hardware
link ups,
link that, cable port right there, baby, boom, extension cable right on the side. Do some battles, do some trades, and then what I'm actually really craving, if you don't want to do that, I understand, because it is quite a step back to play Pokemon on this. You can't run, you know, and all, it's very different. But I am
It's slow.
craving to do my sleep build. And then I watched a guy, well, the guy who designed the kit, Mako, was playing through Emerald and just beat Emerald. So now I'm like craving to boot up my Ruby file and clear the file and actually start over and like play with you and like do some battles or something. That'd be fun. Or like just play through the game
Dude, I
together,
have
like in
my
tandem.
Emerald.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, exactly. I mean, my
I have my
all
Ruby.
the. I think I have Ruby also.
Yeah, I think you do. You
I
have
think I have
Ruby and
both.
Emerald.
But
I also want to get
yeah.
Sapphire, but they're expensive to get right now.
Well, all my batteries are shot, every single one, so
Oh,
I gotta replace
you
all
checked
of
all your
them.
batteries?
I checked, yeah.
Let me see if my Ruby battery's shot. Oh, I have Ruby and
I know
Leaf
for sure my
Green.
Ruby and Emerald.
And the Leaf Green game I like
Oh,
don't even
right.
care about, but like I want to see right
Still.
now if there's a like the battery's good in my Ruby, but these like cases I put them in are such trash.
Yeah, you can't open
They're
them,
like
yeah.
locked, yeah.
Yeah.
They like don't open.
Yeah, I'm gonna go here shortly so I can go eat. I'm so hungry.
Yeah,
I'm drinking this beer, I'm
go have
getting
some
loaded.
din din. Just wanted to check this. Oh, I got it. My
But that's
original
another
first
thing.
Pokemon game
Oh
in
wow.
crystal clean condition.
Yeah, my sticker's off. I don't have my sticker on anymore.
This is the OG. This is the first Pokemon game I ever played.
Dang.
Oh man, it looks so good.
Not
I think this
Kyogre,
still has
Kyogre.
battery somehow in it, and I don't know
Oh.
how. Like the 7 whatever 100 milliamp battery in this thing still has juice, and it hasn't been used.
Really?
Yeah, look. I don't ask
That's
me how.
insane.
Yeah.
What? It hasn't been used in how many years?
Years. Unless we charged it
Wow.
recently, I don't know.
No.
It looks good on the SP. Oh, it actually tells me the internal batteries run dry. The game has been can be played. However, clock-based events will no longer occur. Wow.
Same thing. All my games say
But
that now, so I can't
it
even
actually
try them.
shows my file.
Yep.
But it's not gone? Like the file, I thought the file would get wiped. You just can't save. You're like you're stuck there.
Right.
Okay. Wow. So I need the new so I need to do a
So,
battery. So I'll have to buy a battery and do a battery swap on it.
yeah, I gotta line all my games up and just swap them all out, and
Dang.
I
Yeah, this
mean,
screen's
that's
so
pretty.
like cheesy. Like it's not that bad, but like the viewing angle's terrible, the brightness isn't the greatest.
Well,
It's
that
not
was
too bad, but it worked. I mean, it looks good.
years ago. Yeah. Yeah, I look good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. Dang,
That's
I'm
full
gonna have
color,
to
baby.
get the Oh, those look so good. I want to replay this so bad now. I'm gonna put a new battery in it. I'm gonna order a battery. I'm gonna put a new battery in it, and I'm gonna play through this. And I
Yeah.
really want to play through it with you.
Yeah. You should do a top-down camera view on Twitch and see if you
For
can actually get the
my
light
build
right
stream for the
and
slate build.
yeah.
I can try
Or
it, dude. My
even just
desk
the
was a
display
mess the
gameplay.
night I built my Game Boy Color. There was parts everywhere. I was going to town on this thing. It was
Yeah,
fun. It was a lot of
yeah.
fun.
Dang, bro. Well, anyway, I'm gonna wrap it up because I'm gonna go eat. But let's
Sounds good.
reconvene and we gotta again discuss our Twitch streaming schedule because I'm ready to play some games and even if it's just going on Valorant and playing some stuff, I
I'll play Valorant. I really want to
do
play some
want to
RuneScape.
do.
That's what I want to play.
I was about to say that I was thinking about the other day and I was like, I'm craving to play this. When I sent you that video of the guy maxing out his account
I
completely.
want to play membership. Yeah, let's play. I'm craving it. I've
Yeah.
been thinking about it because I'm like, we need a new game to play online. That'd be fun.
Well, because it's like the best co-op game for us because we're both at the same space in the game where we have all the
And I
requirements, we
never
put in
have
the
done the
work.
members quest, so it'd be like fun to jump into that. I've done like some
Yeah.
member skills, that's about it though.
I'm just so happy we did all the free quests because that was not only so fun, but it's all out of the way and we didn't have to do that, but now we're like set up so well for all the members quests that we
Yep.
are to
I
do.
remember you were like, I'm not gonna do any of that, and then you did all of them.
I
I like pretty
was
much
like, all
made
right,
you. I was like,
gotta do it.
I'm gonna make you
Kinda
do
did it. I
all of
gotta
them.
do it now.
Yep. They're not that
hard. But you helped me, which was really
good. They're not that hard to do. They're pretty easy. They just take a little bit of time.
Yeah. It's just like falling through the guides and stuff like that. Yep. But now we're finally done. We could literally buy membership and buy a full set of like really expensive gear and like our dragon weapons and stuff. But we can't wield the weapons until we do these quests. So,
yep.
But we have a list we want to do. I think that would be a good thing to start streaming. So we're going to start working on that.
Yeah, agreed.
Sweet, dude. I'm excited. I'm excited for you to do your SP
middle frame build. I'm going to send you the kit right now so you can look at it while you're eating your dinner, because I want you to see how beautiful it's going to be.
Sounds good. I'll do that.
Right on.
I'll check it. All right, bro.
Cheers. I'll talk to you next Thursday. Well, I'll talk to you before then, but I'll talk to you on here next Thursday.
Oh, you don't want to talk? Okay.
I'll talk to you in a minute after this call.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. Yeah. No, enjoy the rest of your night. I know it's light there for you, but
It's 11 p.m. Oh, you mean late. I gotcha.
Yeah. But we'll reconvene next Thursday and we'll get it going.
Sounds good, man. Enjoy yourself. Have a good night.
All right, dude. Have a good night. I'll talk to you.
Thanks. Peace.